So we are going to start the show.
2 hours later.
Oh, dear God.
You want to say Happy New Year to the people?
What'd you say?
God, Happy New Year to the people. 15.
And by the time this comes out, it's going to be even later than that.
Come on, man. It's past New Year.
Oh, y'all want me to say that?
No.
You can't ride with this.
Oh.
I put it in my quarter.
You know, it's the New Year and stuff. It's the first. Well, no, it's the first ask of the New Year. So, you know, we have to say hi.
That's a good way to...
Yeah. Right.
You always do it, though, every New Year.
Do I really?
Yeah, you do.
Damn, I've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. So, hey, guys. Our first question today is from the email from Jamar Johnson. Lil Yachty recently said this. What do you guys think? Quote, people say I'm destroying hip-hop, and like, there's so much hip-hop and it's so popular, so I don't know why I would have the power to destroy it. It's ridiculous. Also, I feel like there are genres within genres everywhere else. Like in rock, you don't hear Slipknot complaining about Paramore not being hardcore enough. But hip-hop has to be this type of thing. It's so hardcore, street storytelling and struggle, or it's not real. I don't get that. People bash Drake based off the fact that he didn't suffer. Who cares? Do you like the music or not? What do you guys think about that?
I feel him.
Because the main thing is that not one person can kill hip-hop, right? Like,
right,
certain artists, and he's 100% right with the subgenres. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person can kill it, man. Certain
but
artists...
But they're not saying, okay, let's be real. People not saying that he's killing it. They saying people like him.
Okay, but I still don't think people like him are killing hip-hop.
Okay.
Because those guys get the popularity and they get the exposure, but when you dig into hip-hop, that's not all of hip-hop. What do you... Okay, I'm not going.
What you say?
I mean, he's kind of right. People don't dig. I'm not saying I'm on his side. I'm just saying he's kind of right.
I understand that. Not everybody digs, right? But the people that care about hip hop dig. The people that know that hip hop isn't dead because of these artists that are promoted and get the radio play, like they're not. They are, like, to somebody that doesn't listen to hip-hop, if you say, hey, what's hip-hop? They're going to say Kodak Black, Lil Yachty, and all of these other people that get on the radio, right? Like, the people that don't have, that don't really care about the genre, right? Like, those people I don't even care about anyway. But overall, right, there's a whole bunch of hip-hop people that enjoy cult, like just music in general, that they're like, hey, if this is all that hip-hop is, no. Like, hip-hop is so much bigger than just the Lil Yachty's and those type of artists, man. Like, they will never bring down hip-hop.
All right, let me just... So, if the popular side of hip-hop die off, you don't think it would trickle down?
If the popular side of hip-hop died off, like, what do you...
If people just stop listening to it on the radio because it's becoming terrible. Like, so terrible that...
I put it to you like this.
No one's listening to it like that.
Hip-hop pushes culture. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think
right
it's ever
going
to die.
It always has. Right now,
always.
Because it's money in it.
It didn't always.
Once it had the money, it has.
That happened always.
Yeah.
Remember, we lost the money for a long time. That's what he's saying. That can happen again. He's saying if that happened again.
I don't think so, mainly because there's other artists that aren't in that box that get critically acclaimed, that get the radio play, like an ASAP Rocky, like a Kendrick, like a J. Cole.
ASAP Rocky don't get radio play like that. So if you don't put out a project in 2 years and you got Lil Yachty's, Kodak Black's making all these songs.
But I'm saying Kendrick gets radio play, but he hasn't gotten recent radio play because he hasn't had a recent album. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys get radio. All I'm saying is that they're on the same level as the Lil Yachty's and all of that in terms of pop. So you're saying Kendrick is not?
He's 8 on the list.
Kendrick,
J. Cole.
27 or 8 on that hottest MC list?
Yachty?
So he's not like, no, I'm talking about Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about, you're trying to compare it like.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I
hear a lot of kids talking more about Lil Yachty and that kind of shit than I do Kendrick nowadays.
21 Savage.
But you could be right. It could just be because he hasn't put a project out.
The real rap guy, I don't know what other term to use, but those guys, there's certain guys that are as popular as the popular guys, is all I'm saying. And because of that, I don't think that it can die off, and I don't think that those popular guys can kill hip hop.
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of the other people than there are your term, not mine, because I don't know any other way to put it
either.
The real rap guys, they're being outnumbered at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so even if Kendrick is as popular as Kodak Black, is he as popular as Kodak Black plus Lil Yachty plus 21 Savage plus 22, 3 and 4 Savage plus all these other ones? there's too many of them.
I agree.
Like, Kendrick can only knock out so many dudes.
But at the same time, those guys, those popular guys, don't have long runs, right? So there's a whole bunch of more of them.
The second Lil Yachty goes away, there'll be a little somebody
that shows up right behind him.
Prime example, after with Trinidad James, we had the Bobby Shmurdas. Then, like, after Bobby Shmurda, it's like, it's going to continue to keep going.
I think multiply right. like Gremlins.
That's true.
Yep.
Don't you feel like those type of hip hop like exist in different spaces? So like, for example, what you hear on radio play, you're not going to hear Kendrick as much because they're trying to promote people going to the club on the weekends and stuff like that. You're not going to hear them playing like stuff from Kendrick's album if it's not promoting like Shaking Your Ass and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think if the artist is hot, it'll be played. So Kendrick is a guy that people will listen to, so he will be played. I don't know if J. Cole gets a lot of radio play like that, but the Lil Yachty's and everybody.
Not his last two albums.
But do people play
Ain't nobody
J. Cole
playing
in
no
like that?
Kendrick Lamar in no strip club.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if we're talking about radio though, it's all about what people are listening to, so they're gonna play the popular artists, the popular songs constantly because people are tuning into the radio to listen to their hit in that their commute time, that 30 to 40 minutes that they're in the car. So they don't want to hear anything.
You hear the features.
Now, right, exactly. Now, on the weekends, especially right around 10 or 11, maybe even 9 o'clock, that's when you'll start to hear a lot of that club stuff. So Kendrick won't be played. J. Cole won't be played. The rappers like that won't be played like that. They're going to play more of the turn-up stuff because they're trying to fill the clubs.
I don't know. Even in the morning, because I've been listening to the radio and, like, I have it on, you know, mainly the hip-hop stations in Atlanta or whatever. It's like 94.5, V103, Hot 97. Yeah. And, like, no matter, like, morning till night, no matter what time I drive, the same four songs are in circulation. And it's, like, always club stuff. It's never, like...
Because it's the morning, people are trying to get their energy up there.
It's all day.
That's the way the radio has been for the past 15 years.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand the argument of, oh, you're going to play what people want to hear. I personally don't want to hear that shit. And I know that, like, how are you going to have, like, the same 5-10 songs in rotation amongst...
Because it's driven by numbers. It's driven by the Billboard charts.
It's paid.
It's paid.
And what I'm saying is it's not Kendrick. And it's not J. Cole.
You'll hear Kendrick like one. No, I'm saying like one out of those like, like maybe once or twice a day. You'll hear Kendrick.
Maybe.
But to the point of whoever asked the question, like what was the question again? I don't even think we answered it.
Something about.
I know we just been talking.
It's like Lil Yachty and the like people and artists alike killing. Hip hop.
I don't think they're killing hip hop. I honestly don't know. I mean, I definitely hear his thing where he talks about there's subgenres and then other genres. This band doesn't. That's not true at all. There are definitely bands that will shit on other bands because they're not hardcore. That's bullshit. But I don't know that it's as bad as hip hop because the reason being because those harder genres, they're fine with being underground. They're fine with not getting popularity.
Right.
Hip hop's not like that. I don't think we have that scene anymore like we did in the 90s where there are these hip hop groups that are more than fine with just being underground. I think that's gone at this point. Like, there used to be groups that were just like, I don't want radio play, fuck radio. I don't want anybody to hear my shit except for like the five hip hop heads that really know hip hop. I don't think that scene is here anymore.
But do you think that those underground guys,
like Run the Jewels, like you think they really care about radio?
Stop there.
What?
Who's underground?
They're not underground, but they're not popular. They're not.
Wait, stop.
They're not on the radio.
They're selling out every venue that they booked. So no.
But they're not on the radio.
They don't have to be. This is your argument that you always have that you're right about.
Yeah.
You don't need radio anymore.
Exactly.
To be popular.
That's where I was gonna go.
But there's like some dudes that don't want to be popular. So I'm saying like, let's say if Run the Jewels did not want to be popular. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't play these big venues. They'd be playing little rinky-dink.
No, I feel you, but
they're gonna be millionaires.
They're gonna be.
Yeah, of course they are.
But there are rap dudes that don't want that. You know what I mean? Like back in the 90s, there were rap dudes that were and shit. LP was kind of sort of one of them, but there were rap dudes that were just like, we don't want or need that popularity. We're cool with playing a venue and having 20 dudes show up because those 20 dudes, we know for a fact, they love hip hop and they love that, you know, what we're doing.
I think that focus has just changed. Yeah, maybe they don't want the popularity, but I think that there's hip hop artists that come out now. They may not want the popularity, but I definitely think that they want money, and I definitely think that there's money to be made.
It's the same thing. popularity.
You're talking about mainstream or popularity?
No,
I'm just in general.
I'm just talking about artists in general, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that if you are a hip hop artist in 2017 coming out, right, there's two ways, or there one way to make it is to blow the hell up, get your shit on the radio, sure. Boom. Overnight sensation, right? Yeah. That happens all the time now. But I think that there's another lane, right? Like the underground type of lane that doesn't get radio play or nothing like that. But as long as you can amass a following, right? Like, I don't think that a following means popularity.
I think there's popular and there's mainstream.
Okay, that's what I mean. They're not mainstream.
They're not mainstream.
But they're still popular, and they're still shit. Some of them are probably making more money.
And that's what I mean. That I think that that is the majority of artists' focus, especially if you're not making a Kodak Black type music. You're not making Lil Yachty. You want the popularity that core fan base, so you can make. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, that's why he's not killing it.
Exactly.
That's why
the Yachty's and them aren't killing hip hop. Yeah. Like a dude like Dom Kennedy, right?
Right.
Like this dude is eating off of hip hop, man. You can't kill hip hop when Dom Kennedy's are making money out of hip hop and have a fan base and popularity.
But I also wonder, like what happens to the hip hop fan that likes Lil Yachty and guys like that, Kodak Black? Like, what happens to you as you? I would imagine that they're maybe younger in high school, I would hope. And then what happens to you as you grow up and mature, you know, as a person? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think where your taste becomes a little bit more seasoned. No, I get what he's saying.
Where do you go?
Once you mature, you're going to stop listening to that
They probably should. But
I think I'm a product of that.
No.
Because I think I'm a product of that. I mean, I listened to a lot of crap music growing up. You know what I mean? Like, what I would consider crap music like now. I don't know,
I could point to No Limit, but you still defend No Limit though.
Yeah,
Let me ask you, certain stuff that you just started liking that you probably shouldn't have liked, but you did because you liked the label.
I don't know, it's some stuff, it's
a couple No Limit albums.
So when Pokemon's coming, you still don't jump up and start
I'm not saying Luke. Luke is like a different type of culture type thing. I'm talking about like he said No Limit. So you had
is
the master
no limit of culture too? I'm confused.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Nah. So with No Limit, because Luke is Luke. Luke is just Luke.
Okay.
I'm talking about No Limit as a record label. They had artists on their label that came out, made albums, had some songs. I'm like, but because I like the label, I like those songs. I'm saying that I probably wouldn't go back and listen to the Cain and Abels or
Mr. Servon.
Mr. Servon. But I was listening to it then.
Big Ed, all those dudes.
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to them now. But I'll go back and listen to a Master P or C Murder because they were the heart and soul of No Limit. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm confused. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I'm confused. I don't get it.
What are you confused about?
Like, you would listen to an artist simply because they were on No Limit, even if... So are you saying you didn't really like them? But you just listened?
I did at the time, and I think it was more solely because I like the label, I like the beats and all that. But
you did like the music.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he was saying. Like, what's going to happen to those people that like the Kodak Blacks and all that now when they get older? I feel like my taste has matured since then. So that's what I was saying. I said I'm one of those kids then.
Yeah, but there's still a time and a place for other type of hip hop too that you would still enjoy, right? It's just not you're not gonna take your valuable time as a mature adult to listen to that, right? Because your time is more valuable now, so you're gonna you know what you like. You're gonna listen to that. But if you're out and about, if you're doing other things that you don't have control over the music, if something comes on,
like it's nostalgic. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that. You know what I mean?
That for them, when they get older, they'll remember. Oh, like, I remember when I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah, Lil Yachty was whatever.
Right.
You know, but and then at that point, depending on how your musical tastes have evolved over the years, you were like, dang man, I can't believe I used to listen to shit.
I don't know if I buy that anymore. Maybe when we were younger, because hip hop had a massive shift. Do you see another massive shift in the next couple of years? Hip hop had a huge shift.
That late 90s going into 2000.
Yeah,
that was a big shift.
The entire genre changed.
And that's
to your point too. Like that, the shift would have to happen again for what you're saying. When you were younger and you liked that No Limit stuff, I never listened to that stuff, so I don't know. I don't know Master P from Servon. I don't know the big fucking difference. It all sounds the same to me. But since that was popular until we were a little bit older, maybe in our early, you know, to mid 20s, the entire genre shifted. So you kind of had to move with it. No Limit got phased out.
No, but it was still, but it was still, it was still quote unquote good hip hop around No Limit time. But sure. I'm saying that I wasn't listening to it
because you weren't exposed to it.
I wasn't exposed to it. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but that's not an age thing. That's an exposure thing because I was your age and I wasn't listening to No Limit. I was listening to the other shit. I was listening to Razz, Cass, and Hyro. Mm-hmm. But that's only because that's what I was exposed to. And then when people would come in, they'd play shit like Lil Wayne. I'd be like, I don't understand this. This is terrible.
No, you know what? It wasn't an exposure thing because I was exposed to some of it. I just didn't like it.
So do you think that that's a maturity thing?
And I think
so.
To your point, Rod, I think there are kids today that don't like that other stuff either.
But they might like it when they get older. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I'm saying that that happened to me.
Just the other day, I went back because we were listening to T.I. or something for our podcast. And we went back and under like some related stuff, I don't know how Soulja Boy got there, but we were looking at SouljaBoyTellThem.com. And I was like, this shit was huge 10 years ago. And like, I don't know anybody that really listens to this, right? I won't say mature, but your music taste evolves over time.
But I think that's what it is. I think it's maturity because as you grow, there's certain things that become more valuable to you.
Right.
Right. And when you're listening to music, okay, what nobody says, it has some type of influence on you, right? Like when you're younger and you're out here partying and clubbing and shit like that, you want Future. You want to be fucked up. You want to be lit. You want to do that, right? He serves a purpose. But for some of the younger cats, like the Kodaks and the Yachty's and stuff like that, I don't want to just call it a phase, like I'm an old ass parent or some shit, but I think as you grow, what they're rapping about no longer pertains to you.
But and you don't care what they're rapping about, you just care how it sounds.
You care how it sounds, but eventually you're not going to want to listen.
Wait, I can't, wait, what?
You're not going out and like doing the same shit. Whereas, like for example, like the whole Soulja Boy dance craze thing, like people were out dancing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't listen to that today because who the hell is cranking that? You know what I'm saying? It's just different.
And another reason why you kind of transition out of it is those guys are trendy.
But that was what I was saying. You know, is it a maturity thing or do they just get phased out?
No, I think it's both. I think it's trendy because they're making stuff that's hot now. As you grow. I just think naturally most people that your ear just changes. Like what's valuable to you changes.
Okay. I say it's both and it's because both. Of this. Okay. And it's like the argument I had with you before about how I said there's hood underground stuff. Mr. Servon wasn't on the radio. So it wasn't trendy. It was just something that I listened to. I knew about it because of I followed that label. It wasn't on the radio,
but your environment too, right?
Yeah,
and Like, come on, you talking about you grew up in the hood. Yeah. Everybody had some type of system bumping everything, right. No Limit.
Yeah,
everybody in the hood had that.
But you grew out of that.
You grew out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You grew out
of
that
music. It's what Rod was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's what Rod was saying. There are certain albums that you'll put on that you liked.
Yeah.
And then there are albums that you bought because you were a fan of the label. Right.
Like Silk the Shocker.
That you won't put on. Like Silk the Shocker, Big Ed, Mr. Servo, Skullduggery. Whose album really wasn't all that good. No, I bought that shit.
I bought it too.
Hoping it was good. Cain and Abel bought that shit.
And you also bought it because of Beast by the Pound.
Beast by the Pound. Yeah. And you thought you were going to find a banging beat. But if you talked to me at that point and asked me, I was like, they can't rap. They're not good rappers. I would not defend them at all. It can be slightly problematic because when you have guys out here that are making music, that are gaining popularity off that music that isn't of a certain quality, then you, as we mentioned before, clones could come along and try to replicate that. And then the music over time just continues to degrade and degrade and degrade.
All right, so thank you, Jamar, again, for your question. Don't forget to send your questions to our Twitter, AskDEHH, or our email, AskDeadInHipHop.com. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye.